And one more race, this one for a Senate seat in Missouri, considered a must-win for Republicans in their bid to hold on to the Senate. Incumbent Jim Talent was elected in a special election 4 years ago. His challenger is Missouri's state auditor, Democrat Claire McCaskill. Also affecting the race, controversy over an ad for a ballot measure protecting stem cell research. That ad featured Michael J. Fox exhibiting his symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh said the actor was faking the symptoms in the ad. Joining me is George Connor. He's associate professor of political science at Missouri State University in Springfield, Missouri. And welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we'll get to that ad in a moment, but first, there are some new poll numbers that came out over the weekend. What do they say?
Well, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch numbers, the race is tied, 47% for Talent and 47% McCaskill. It's a dead heat.
Well, why is it a dead heat? Why hasn't the incumbent been able to sway more voters?
It's an interesting question. I think most people would conclude that it's the president's popularity, in part because of just general performance in Washington, but also the war in Iraq. This has been a bad month, and the incumbent senator should be doing better. He's got more money. He's got more name recognition. He's got more support ideologically in the state of Missouri. He should be ahead.
Let's talk about that ad and the stem cell measure. Is that influencing the race?
Absolutely. Claire McCaskill in particular has tied her success in this race to the stem cell initiative. Senator Talent a little bit less so, but the big problem with the stem cell initiative is that it cuts across traditional party lines. The Republicans have, there's a significant split in the party with the governor supporting stem cell research, former Senator Danforth supporting stem cell research, and Senator Talent opposing stem cell research. So there's a three-way split there, and Senator Talent is banking on turnout amongst the social conservatives, the right to life evangelical Protestants in especially Southwest Missouri to turn out for him on that basis.
What was the fallout over the Michael J. Fox controversy?
Well, I think it's really interesting because I'm not sure it worked as well as the McCaskill campaign might have wanted. Aside from the Rush Limbaugh comments, which he has apologized for, it really has steeled the opposition. In Missouri, we don't want left-wing Hollywood types telling us what to do sort of thing. And that was reflected in the poll numbers as well. The stem cell research support has been as high as the mid-60s. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, it's down to 51%.
Political science professor George Connor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And now, one not-so-close race, this in Connecticut. Incumbent Senator Joe Lieberman, a Democrat, is running as an independent after he lost the Democratic primary in August. And Senator Lieberman is beating the anti-war Democrat, Ned Lamont, who beat him in that primary, Senator Lieberman leading by double digits in recent polls. That got the explainer team at the online magazine Slate wondering, what will the Democrats do if Senator Lieberman wins as an independent? Here with the answer, Slate's Andy Bowers.
Actually, it looks like nothing will change. Lieberman says his independent affiliation won't matter at all if he goes back to Washington for the 110th Congress. According to Lieberman, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has promised him that he'd be welcomed back into the party if he got reelected, and that he'd keep all of his seniority and committee assignments. In fact, when Democratic senators met for a weekly policy luncheon after the primary, Lieberman received an ovation. If Reid and the Democrats follow through on that promise, Lieberman would be a member of the party for all intents and purposes. He'd caucus with the party, which means he'd get to attend and vote at party meetings. He'd remain the senior Democrat on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and he'd get to hold on to his ranking on other assignments. The most significant difference between Joe Lieberman independent and Joe Lieberman Democrat would be the party affiliation printed in the newspapers. The last senator to become an independent had a more dramatic effect on the upper chamber. In 2001, Vermont's Jim Jeffords left the Republican Party, and although he never formally joined the Democrats, he began caucusing with them, which briefly gave the Democrats a Senate majority. Not everyone believes Lieberman's claim that he'd get to keep his seniority with the Democrats. Minority Leader Reid won't confirm that he made that promise, and it's possible the decision would fall to a vote of the entire party caucus. If Lieberman were denied his rank, he might be tempted to caucus with the Republicans. But that would be very risky for him, since he's made it clear to his constituents that he's planning to stay with the Democrats.
Andy Bowers is a senior editor for the online magazine Slate. That explainer was compiled by Daniel Engberg.